继续在讲加拉太书，我们来到第二章的第一节。
We are going to continue preaching through the book of Galatians, and we have arrived at chapter 2, verse 1.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
第一节说，过了十四年，我同巴拿巴上耶路撒冷去。并带着提多去，我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄曾说，却是背地里对这有名望的人说，唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。但与我同去的是提多，虽是希腊人，也没有勉强他受割礼，因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄们，偷进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆，我们就是一刻功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理存在你们中间。至于那些有名望的人，不论他是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌取人，有些人，有那些有名望的，并没有加增我什么，反倒看见主托付我传福音给那未受割礼的人，正如彼得托彼得传福音给那受割礼的人。那感动彼得叫他与受割礼之人做使徒的，也感动我，叫我为外邦人做使徒，又知道所赐给我的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就向我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼，叫我们往外邦里、外邦人那里去，他们往受割礼的人那里去，只是愿意他我们纪念穷人，这也是我们本来热心去行的。
Galatians 2:1. Then after 14 years I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with me. I went up because of a revelation and set before them, though privately before those who seem influential, the gospel that I proclaimed among the Gentiles, in order to make sure I was not running or had not run in vain. But even Titus, who was with me, was not forced to be circumcised, though he was a Greek. Yet because of false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, so that they might bring us into slavery, to them we did not yield in submission even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. And from those who seem to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality. Those, I say, who seem influential added nothing to me. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, for he who worked through Peter for his apostolic ministry to the circumcised worked also through me for mine to the Gentiles. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the uncircumcised. Only they asked us to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do.
今天我们要跟大家讲解这段圣经。
Today we want to explain this passage of scripture.
那么这段圣经的主题是什么呢？
What is the main theme of this passage?
这段圣经的主题就是要证明保罗所传的福音的真实性。
And this passage actually talks about the authentication of Paul's gospel.
特别是你看到第二章第二节。
Especially when you look at chapter 2 verse 2.
他说我是奉启示上去的，把外邦人，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄陈说，
I went up because of a revelation and set before them the gospel that I proclaimed among the Gentiles.
所以这边看到说保罗上去是第一当然是奉启示，第二呢他是要把他对外邦人所传的福音向弟兄陈说 set before them the gospel that I have proclaimed among the Gentiles.
So of course he went because firstly of a revelation, but he also wrote down the content of what he shared with them. He actually set before them the gospel that he proclaimed among the Gentiles.
所以在这边他是来到使徒耶路撒冷的使徒面前，把他在外邦人所陈说的福音向他们表明。
So he was there to set before the apostles the gospel that he proclaimed to the Gentiles.
他们听了之后呢，在第九节他说什么呢？他这些使徒们，特别是教会的柱石雅各、基法跟约翰，第九节说，就像我和巴拿巴行右手相交之礼。
And verse 9 tells us that James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be Peter, actually gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me.
意思是说，他们承认保罗所讲的福音是正确的。
In other words, they actually acknowledged that the gospel preached by Paul was true.
所以给他们做相交之礼，意思说给他们有这个右手，这个有这个好像握手说你所做的是对的。
And so giving the right hand of fellowship actually shows that they approve of what Paul was doing.
所以他就证明保罗所传的福音是正确的。
So they authenticated that the gospel Paul preached is true.
所以这段圣经里面告诉我们保罗所传的福音是正确的，是准确的。
So this passage actually tells us that the gospel Paul preached is true.
让我们回来复习一下。
Let us recap.
我们跟在过去两周跟大家讲到这个保罗所传的福音是什么样的福音。
In the past 2 weeks, we were talking about what kind of gospel Paul preached.
特别是在把第一章第六节
especially in chapter 1 verse 6
保罗写加拉太书的时候一开始就告诉他我非常稀奇你们这么快就离开这个福音离开这个耶稣借着耶稣之恩召你们来去从别的福音
and right from the beginning Paul already started in verse 6 and said I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
所以我们用三个字跟大家形容那边讲到说你这么快就离开这么快就从别的福音这么快就受去接受那些咒诅的福音所以用三个字 desertion, different, and damnation.
And so we use 3 words to outline that passage there because the people were deserting the gospel, so desertion from the gospel to a different kind of gospel and damnation when they are away from the gospel.
所以在你看到第六节、第七节、第一章第六节、第七节，然后来到第八节，他说：但无论是我们是天上的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被受咒诅。第九节，他再重复一句：“我已经说过了，现在又在说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受不同的，他就应当被咒诅。”
And verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. And verse 9, he repeats again, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed.
所以在这边你看到保罗很严谨或者说很严肃的说无论第八节说无论是我们是天上就算是天使向你们传福音以你们所受的不同就应当受咒诅。
So Paul here is making very very serious words to say that if anyone even if it's an angel or even if it's we who preach to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive let that person be accursed.
所以在这里保罗说什么呢
What's Paul saying?
我传这个福音给你啊这个福音呢如果有人传跟我的福音不同他就应该受咒诅
I preached the gospel to you in the past, but if now someone preaches the gospel that is different from what I preached to you before, that person must be cursed.
我们听的话, 我们就觉得很奇怪,
and when we listen to this, we might find it strange. You are the only one who is right, everyone else is wrong.
那么他说, 我再说一遍, 如果有人传福音给我, 就算是我在传另外一个福音, 就算是天使在传另外一个福音, 或者别人传另外一个福音, 都要受咒诅。
And he says it again, whether it's we or an angel from heaven or anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed.
所以这个是非常严肃、非常严谨、非常严重的一个宣告。
So this is a very solemn and a very, very serious charge.
如果有人传福音以我们所领受的不同， 所以我们要注意，今天我们听有很多种人讲了很多种不同的福音，请问这些福音是不是跟保罗所传的福音一模一样？如果不是的话呢，他必须要受咒诅。And
if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, today there are many people preaching all kinds of gospel, so we need to be careful and discern. Because if the gospel preached by these people today is different from the one that Paul preached, then these people need to be accursed.
所以我们要问一个问题，就是保罗，你会不会武断了？你会不会太过偏激了？为什么你讲说你的对别人错呢？
And we might actually ask the question, Paul, are you being too extreme here and being too absolute? Why is it that you think yours is right and everyone else is wrong?
保罗说不是的，我传的福音才是最重要的，才是对的。为什么呢？他说在第一章第十一节或者第十二节说，因为我所传所不是从人领受的，不是从人教的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
And of course, Paul argues that his is right. Why? Because the gospel that he preached is not received from men, but it is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说，我得到的这个呢，不是从人来的，不是人的教导，不是从人意出于人意的，不是从人领受的，也不是成人教导的。
And Paul writes that in chapter 1 verses 11 to 12, that the gospel that he preached did not originate from men, and it was not received from men, neither was it taught by men.
所以这个是从哪里来呢? 这个是从耶稣基督亲自启示来的。
And so where did his gospel come from? It came from the gospel. The gospel came from the revelation of Jesus Christ personally.
所以保罗说, 我是亲自从耶稣基督那里得到的这个启示, 如果有人讲的跟这个不同呢, 他就要受咒诅。
So Paul is saying that his gospel came by direct revelation from Jesus Christ, and hence, if anyone were to preach a different gospel, that person will be accursed.
所以今天, 我们要很严谨地看待这句话。
So today, we need to deal with this carefully.
我们所听到的福音是 跟主耶稣所传的福音, 跟保罗所传的福音是不是一模一样? 如果不是的话, 就要受咒诅。
What we hear today, the so-called gospel that we hear, is it the same as the gospel preached by Jesus? Is it the same as the gospel preached by Paul? If not, that preacher will be accursed.
所以我们在上周跟大家思想过这个，他就证明，他说主题说我的福音来源是从耶稣基督而来的。所以 the divine origin of the gospel 意思说主耶稣所传的福音和保罗所传的福音是从神而来的。所以他在第一章第十节那边就给我们看见，他的主题是一直二节是他的主题，然后十三到二十四节是他的这个他的 辩证，他从他信主之前怎么样，信主之中发生什么事情，然后信主之后发生什么事情。And
so this is the passage that we looked at last week, which is Paul's proof that his gospel actually has divine origin. And in verses 11 to 12, he gives the purpose And in verses 13 to 24, he proves it by actually talking about his own conversion experience. He was giving his testimony of his pre-conversion, conversion, and post-conversion experience.
所以在第一章第十三、第十四节，他说以前他是抵挡，而且呢杀害耶稣基督的教会，杀害信奉耶稣基督的人。
So in verses 13 to 14, his pre-conversion experience was being an enemy. He was an enemy of God's church, and he persecuted the church violently and even killed Christians.
那么15到16节，我们看到他。 耶稣基督亲自向他显现，我们知道在以马忤路上，耶稣基督向他显现，有光照在他身上。他问他你是谁？他说我就是你所厉害的耶稣。And
in verse 15 to 16, he relates his conversion experience, which was a direct revelation from Jesus Christ. And we all know that on the road to Damascus, he was surrounded by a bright light, and so that was how he came to know Jesus.
所以当他信主之后呢？ 他有三年之久呢，没有跟任何人讲他没有到耶路撒冷去，他只是在那边传扬主的福音，因为他知道这个是从主来的。And
for the next 3 years, he did not go to Jerusalem nor tell anybody of this thing, because he was going around preaching the gospel, knowing for a fact that he received the gospel directly from Jesus Christ.
而且呢，只有过了三年之后，他才到耶路撒冷去，只是做了一个短暂的这个。
And after 3 years, he went to Jerusalem for a very short stay of about 2 weeks, and he returned.
那么在教会里面呢，在这个叙利亚基利家的境内呢，大家都听说那些以前逼迫教会的人，现在成为了这个传福音的使者，去传扬福音，而且受到逼迫。
And in the regions of Syria and Cilicia, all the churches were hearing that the one who used to persecute the church is now going around preaching the gospel.
所以保罗要证明一件事情，说他的福音是从神来的，不是从人来的，其实也不是从这个使徒们那边来的。So
Paul was giving proof that his gospel came directly from God, and it was not from men, and it was not even from the apostles.
那么来到我们今天的这个第二章，
and so we come to chapter 2.
来到第二章的时候，我们发现保罗在这边他说过了十四年，第一节，保罗就带着巴拿巴还有提多一起上耶路撒冷去。
Verse 1, after 14 years, Paul went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with him.
为什么他要上耶路撒冷呢？
Why did he go to Jerusalem?
当然，这段圣经里面给我们看见。 这个两个原因。
Of course, this passage gives us 2 reasons.
第一个是他奉启示上去的。
Firstly, he received a revelation.
第二节他说我是奉启示上去的，然后呢，第二呢是他把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说，却是被对背地里呢对有名望的人说的，唯恐我现在或者是从前。
And so the first reason he went up was because of a revelation. And the second reason was that he was there to set before them, though privately before those who seem influential, the gospel that I proclaim among the Gentiles in order to make sure I was not running or had not run in vain.
什么启示呢?
What revelation?
他奉什么启示上去呢?
What revelation did he receive?
基本上有两种讲法。
There are 2 classes of thought.
一个就是说，他是因为当时候呢，耶路撒冷饥荒，那么曾经有一个先知呢，亚加布站起来说，将来有这个饥荒，所以保罗就收了这些奉献呢，带过去帮助。这个是一个讲法。And
one thing is that it was due to the famine in Jerusalem, which was prophesied by a prophet Agabus, that there will be this famine, and so Paul actually collected offerings, and that's why he was heading to Jerusalem.
那么另外一个讲法呢，就是保罗得到的这个启示呢，就是刚才我们看到在第一节说，他从耶稣基督得到的启示是同一个字。
And the other thing about this revelation is that it's the same word as chapter 1, where he says it was a revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以也有另外一个解说，他就是耶稣基督跟他讲说你要上耶路撒冷，所以这个是另外一个讲法。
So this is the other possibility that is because he received a direct revelation from Jesus to go to Jerusalem and so he went.
是哪一个呢？不知道，可能两个都是。
Which one is it? We do not know. Maybe it's both.
但是无论如何，这个是一个原因。他说神要他去。
But whatever the case, we know this to be a reason God wanted him to go.
然后第二个原因呢，是因为他要去向 before the apostle， 意思他要上去向这些这个在耶路撒冷的这些长老们这个使徒们陈说或者是诉说的意思。
And the second reason, of course, is that he was there to set before the apostles and the elders in Jerusalem the gospel.
所以这边是 set before 陈说。这个 anatetemi 的意思是什么呢？是说要打开，要说明，要让别人来分辨。
And the word translated set before in the Greek is the word anatetemi, which also means to lay something before someone for consideration.
意思他把这些他的福音在使徒面前把它打开来说，这个就是我传的福音，你们 OK 吗？
So he opened up the gospel, so to speak, and he presented it to the apostles in Jerusalem, and he told them, "This is what I've been preaching. Are you okay with it?"
所以意思说，他去了没有让他们知道他所传的福音是不是对的，是不是准确的。
So it was there to authenticate or to verify whether the gospel he preached is true.
所以第一呢，保罗上去的目的是要证明他所传的福音是准确的。第二呢，他带着谁？带着同伴同去。
So, firstly, his purpose, Paul's purpose there was to authenticate his gospel, and secondly, he had some companions.
那么他带在他在我们还没有解释他带谁上去呢？当然，其实他就是带巴拉巴跟提多上去。但是在耶路撒冷那个会议里面呢，至少有三组人。
And of course, we know he brought Barnabas and Titus. But before we look at those details, we can see that in the Jerusalem meeting. There were at least three groups of people.
第一就是保罗的团队，就是保罗、巴拿巴还有这个提多。
Firstly, of course, is Paul's team, which includes Paul himself, Barnabas, and Titus.
那么第二组人呢，应该是有一组是叫做这个律法主义的人，就是那边属于犹太教的人，要坚持这个提多受割礼。你看第三节，这个或者是第三节，他说当。我同去的有提多，去的是希腊人，但没有勉强他们受割礼，因为有偷作引进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在耶稣里面的自由，要叫我们做奴仆。是说当中有一批人是抵挡保罗的也跟他们也一起去那边，要到耶路撒冷去告他们，所以这边是由我把他称为律法主义者。
And of course, there was a legalistic team of people, which is likely to be those who belong to the sect of Judaism, because in verse 3 it says here, even Titus was with me, was not forced to be circumcised, though he was a Greek. Yet because of false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, so that they might bring us into slavery.
然后呢，当然还有一组人就是。在耶路撒冷的使徒跟长老们。
And of course, the third group would be the apostles and the elders in Jerusalem.
所以基本上，在他们来到耶路撒冷之后，使徒跟长老们就在那里。保罗的团队，还有与这个犹太人的团队，这个律法主义者的团队，他们来到这边来辩论。
So they were there debating between Paul's team and also those who belong to the legalistic team in front of the apostles and the elders.
那么保罗带什么人上去呢？
Who did Paul bring?
保罗当然就是带他的团队，就是巴拿巴跟提多。那巴拿巴就是个犹太人，那么提多呢，其实是一个希腊人。
And so Paul's companions included both Barnabas, a Jew, and Titus, who was a Gentile.
那么当然，这里就代表了两组人，一组呢是受过割礼的人，另外一组是未受割礼的。
And of course, they kind of like represented two groups of people: the circumcised and the uncircumcised.
所以在这边我们看见保罗带了这个巴拿巴是犹太人，这个提多是希腊人，是外邦人。 那么巴拉巴呢是受割礼的，这个提多是没有受割礼的。
So Paul brought Barnabas, a Jew who was circumcised, and Titus, a Greek who was uncircumcised.
所以他们就上去，这个见耶稣，使徒们跟使徒教会的耶路撒冷的长老，所以他们在那边要谈什么呢？
And so they went up and met with the elders and apostles in Jerusalem. And what was the thing they were discussing? And they were discussing about Paul's gospel.
所以这个就非常非常重要了。保罗，你传的福音是不是准的？你说从神那里来，你是从耶稣基督来，对不对呢？
So this was to authenticate Paul's gospel because Paul claims to come from God and he claims to be preaching the gospel that Jesus gave to him.
所以保罗，你传的是怎么样的福音？
So what kind of gospel did Paul preach?
到底我们要传的是什么样的福音？
What kind of gospel ought we to preach?
所以在这个加拉太书，其实我们已经跟大家讲过，第一章第四节已经给我们看到保罗所传的福音是怎么样的福音。
Of course, in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 4, we already saw what kind of gospel Paul preached.
加拉太书，大家看第一章第四节，他说，因着这个基督照着父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
Verse 4, the Lord Jesus Christ who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
什么是福音？
What is the gospel?
福音就是有关耶稣基督。
The gospel is about Jesus Christ.
如果你传福音不谈耶稣基督，你根本就不是在讲福音。
If you preach the gospel without mentioning Jesus Christ, you are not preaching the gospel at all.
所以耶稣基督福音是什么呢？耶稣基督为我们的罪死了。
So what is the gospel? The Lord Jesus gave himself for us, or gave himself our sins, or he died for our sins.
所以耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，或者代替我们的罪死了。代替我们罪牺牲了。
So the Lord Jesus gave himself or he died for our sins and he sacrificed himself for us.
所以如果你传福音不讲耶稣基督，不讲我们的罪，不讲耶稣基督的钉死呢，这个就不是福音。
So when you preach the gospel, you don't talk about Jesus Christ, you do not talk about our sins, you do not talk about the death of Jesus on the cross for our sins. That is not the gospel.
耶稣基督的福音是有关耶稣基督来替我们担当我们的罪，为我们舍己，为我们钉死，为要拯救我们，或者要我们脱离这个罪恶。
Jesus came to give himself, to give his life for our sins. He was actually bearing our sins upon himself, and the reason is because he wants to deliver us from the present evil age.
Present evil age.罪恶的世代，那个世代，那个字世代呢，不是指时间的世代，过去的世代，今天的世代，它是指要脱离我们在这个形容这个世代的这个罪恶的这个情形，是意思说要脱离罪恶的意思。
And the present evil age is not referring to a certain period of time, whether past or present or future, but it's actually talking about delivering us from the power of sin.
所以这要脱离这个罪的意思。
So he is saving us and delivering us from sin.
什么叫做福音呢？我们可以从这个哥林多前书十五章可以看得出来。
What is the gospel? We can see from 1 Corinthians 15.
请大家打开哥林多前书十五章第三节。
Please look at 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3.
他说在这里呢，或者我们从第二节看起，并且你们若不是突然相信，能持守我所传给你们的就是这福音得救。第三节，我当日所领受的又传给你们的这个福音是什么呢？第一就是耶稣基督照着圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，并且照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，还选给这个十二个使徒看。
And we start reading from verse 2, by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12.
所以在这边给我们看见同样的道理，这边第三节这里讲到什么叫做福音呢？福音就是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了。
And the same thing we see here in verse 3, what is the gospel? It is that Christ died for our sins.
不但为我们的罪死了，而且呢，第三天复活了。
Not just died for our sins, but he was raised on the third day.
这个就是耶稣基督为我们做的事情。
This is the work of Jesus Christ for us.
你信不信？
Do you believe?
相信福音就是相信耶稣基督为我们死。
To believe in the gospel means to believe that Jesus died for us.
为我们死要拯救我们脱离罪恶。
He died for us in order to save us from sin.
我们相信的人就不要继续在罪恶里面。
So those who believe should no longer remain in sin.
我们要接受耶稣基督的救恩，然后脱离罪恶。
We need to receive the salvation that Jesus gave us and then break free from sin.
我们怎么样得救呢？
How can we be saved?
我们回去看第加拉太书第二章。
We come back to Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章第十六节，或者从第十五节看起吧。
Galatians 2 will read from verse 15.
他说我们这生来犹太人，不是外邦罪人，既知道人称义不是因着行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信耶稣基督，使我们因信称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一个人因行律法称义。
Verse 15, we ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, because by works of the law no one will be justified.
所以耶稣基督拯救我们是怎么样拯救呢？是因为我们的信是靠着恩典，不是靠着行为。
So how does Jesus save us? It is through our faith, and it is dependent on God's grace and not on our works.
所以我们因为相信就可以得救。
So we are saved by believing.
但是那个问题是什么呢？
But what is the problem here?
那个问题呢，就是保罗来到这个保罗传福音的时候呢，说你们要相信耶稣基督的救恩就可以得救。但是加这个犹太人来讲，不是的，你还是必须要受割礼。
Paul says that you only need to believe and you will be saved. But the Jews said, no, you need to be circumcised first.
所以在这边就出现了这个问题，所以保罗就带着提多上去耶路撒冷，告诉他说，我们相信的福音是因信得救，因信称义，不是因行律法称义。
So because of this, Paul actually brought Barnabas and Titus up to Jerusalem and to prove that we are saved through faith and not through works.
所以这边的信呢，必须是完全信靠，不需要信心加上个礼。
So now it's about faith only and not faith plus circumcision.
所以你看我们回来第二章第三节，他说，但与我同去的提多虽然是希腊人，也没有勉强他受割礼，因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄。这边就讲到这一些人也有不占这个律法主义的时候，私下窥探我们在基督里的自由，你看到吗？叫我们做奴仆，我们就这一刻功夫也没有容忍人顺服他们，叫福音的真理乃存在他们中，存在我们你们中间。至于那些有名望的人，不论他是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌取人，有那些有名望的人，并没有加增我什么，反倒看见我主所托付我的福音，是传给外邦人，正如彼得所传的一样。
And verse 3, even Titus was with me, was not forced to be circumcised, though he was a Greek. Yet because of false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, so that they might bring us into slavery, to them we did not yield in submission even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. And from those who seem to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality. Those, I say, who seemed influential added nothing to me. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, for he who worked through Peter for his apostolic ministry to the circumcised, worked also through me for mine to the Gentiles.
所以这边讲什么呢？
What's this saying?
这边就讲到说，我们 信耶稣得救是怎么样，是怎么样信，怎么样得救的呢？
What this is saying is how do we believe in Jesus and how are we saved?
我们信，我们得救是因为我们相信，是因信称义，不是因行为称义。
We are saved through faith in Jesus. We are justified by faith and not justified by works.
不是信然后加上一些行为。
It's not to first believe and after that you must do some more works.
不是信了之后加上割礼。
It's not after you believe then you must add to it circumcision.
不是信了之后再加上十诫。
It's not to first believe and then add on to it the Ten Commandments.
但是今天很多人就开始回去，哎呀，我们要回去守十诫，我们要回去守犹太人的律法，我们要回去以色列 的这些礼仪里面。
But today people are returning and they say we are going to obey the Ten Commandments and we need to go back to practice the Jewish customs.
就算我们回去守十诫，他也没有守十全，因为安息日他不是在星期六，而是在星期天。
And even if they claim to obey the Ten Commandments, but they do not obey it perfectly because they do not observe the Sabbath on a Saturday, but they observe it on a Sunday.
所以我们要非常小心，我们一个人怎么样得救。
So we need to be very careful how a person is saved.
我们得救是因着信耶稣基督。
We are saved through faith in Jesus Christ.
单单信是凭着相信，因为这是一个恩典，不是凭着我们的功德。
And it's purely through faith because it is dependent on God's grace and not dependent on our works.
所以我们要很小心，我们要不要在神的福音上再加上一些东西。
So we need to be very careful not to add anything on top of God's gospel.
是的，我们也知道信呢必须要有行为作为它的根据或者成为它的果子。
Yes, we know that after having faith, we will have works which prove the faith or our works is the fruit of the faith.
所以我们信耶稣的人呢是有悔改的果子，但是呢不是，这些不是我们得救的凭据。
Those who believe in Jesus will have fruit of repentance, but this is really not how we get saved.
但是今天很多人信了主之后，来到教会之后，开始就加上，哦，我们来到教会必须要这个，我不需要那个，加上很多东西。
But many people today, after believing in Jesus, they come to church and they start to say, we also need to do this, we also need to do that, and they add on other things.
我们要很小心，我们信耶稣基督就是信他的福音，圣经里面的，我们不超越圣经，也不减少圣经里面的教导。
We must be very careful to believe whatever the scripture says and not neither add on to it nor take away from the Bible.
我们要信100%，百分之百，不加也不减。
We need to believe 100% of what the Bible says, neither adding nor subtracting.
Confession 这个认罪，或者我们讲 confession 这个字呢，其实就是说耶稣所说的，就是同意 repeat what is being said. 意思说主所说的我们说是，主说你是罪人是，主说你必须要得救是，主说我你必须因信称义，我们说是。
Confession actually carries with it the meaning that we agree with what God says. And whatever God says, we will say yes, it is the correct one. When God says that you are a sinner, we say yes. When God says you need to repent, we say yes. God says you need to actually be saved, when we say yes.
我们讲到这个宗教改革的时候，就是我们要回归圣经。
And when we talk about the Reformation, it is returning to the Scripture.
应该是回到圣经里面。
Actually, is to return into.
不是回到耶路这个回到这个加尔文，不是回到马丁路德。今天把马丁路德加尔文抬得太高了。
It's not to return to Martin Luther, nor is it to return to John Calvin. Today, some people actually elevate John Calvin and Martin Luther to too high a status.
他们是开始了宗教改革。
They began the Reformation.
我们应该持续宗教改革的精神。
And we need to continue in the same spirit of the Reformation.
意思说，传承他们所开始的就是继续回到圣经。
In other words, we need to continue what they have started. In other words, to return or to keep returning to the scripture.
而不是回到加尔文，不是回到马丁路德的时代。
And not to return to Martin Luther or John Calvin's times.
所以我们要回到圣经，圣经有说我们做，圣经没有说我们要小心，不一定要这样做。
So we need to get to the scriptures and do what the scripture says. If it doesn't say so, we should not add.
有些人说我们来教会呢，必须是要穿打西装打领带。
Some people say when we come to church, we must put on a suit and put on a tie.
啊，是吗？圣经有说吗？
Does the Bible say that?
啊，有些人说这个来到教会的时候呢，啊，姐妹呢必须要穿长袖的，那个要穿长袍的。
And some people say when coming to church, sisters need to wear long sleeves and long skirts.
我们知道美国有很多教会是这样。
We know many churches like that in the United States.
其实这个其实也是好的。
Actually, it is good.
但是圣经没有说我们不能够坚持。
But since the Bible doesn't say this, we cannot insist.
请问你怎么样回答这个问题？那些你去到非洲，他们需要打领带、穿西装吗？
Answer this question for me. When you go to Africa, how do you insist that they wear a suit and tie?
啊，我们曾经认识过一个宣教士呢，他到这个印尼的荒岛去面传福音。
We know a missionary who went to an island in Indonesia to preach the gospel.
那么他在那边传福音二十几年。
He was there for more than 2 decades.
感谢主，他传福音的时候呢，开始有人相信了。
And we thank the Lord that when he preached the gospel, people started to
believe.
And they all came to the congregation.
这样怎么办呢？
So what should they do?
因为他们是森林里面土人，你知道吗？
They were the aborigines in the jungle.
意思是他们没有穿衣服的。
In other words, they were all naked.
这样你要他们穿什么？
So what should they wear?
他们穿西装打领带。
Should they put on suits and ties?
到底那条线怎么画呢？
Where do we draw the line?
是不是我们把我们的这些东西加在他们身上，圣经没有的，什么叫可以，什么叫不可以呢？
Are we then adding our own things to them when the Bible is silent? What is permissible and what is not?
他们连文字都没有。
They do not even have
他们连文化都没有。
Any culture or education.
其实不是说他们没有文化，他们有他们的文化，只是他不根据我们这种西方的文化。
Actually, not that they have no culture, but it is a different culture from us. It's not a Western culture.
所以我们有时候谈起以前呢，我认为说，以前我参加过这个一些牧师大会的时候呢，我觉得很好奇，看到哎呀很多牧师来，发现有一个牧师他长辫子，我就生气，哇，这个牧师有辫子的，这个是什么牧师？
And in the past, when I attended some pastors' conference, and there were many pastors together, I was watching other pastors, and I saw a pastor with a ponytail, and I was angry, and I thought, what kind of pastor is this?
请问我如果长一个这个辫子可以吗？
And I ask you, if I keep a ponytail, would you allow that?
啊，那哎呀，为什么你为什么这样时髦有辫子？
And people ask him, why are you so modernistic with a fashionable and you keep a ponytail?
我戴着这个有色的眼镜看他，我说我这个什么牧师戴着后面有辫子的，走靠近一点看一看他。
And I viewed him through my tinted glasses. How can the pastor keep a ponytail? So I went up to him.
所以去走靠近一点看，哎呀，原来他是什么人呢？他是印第安的土人。
And when I got closer, I found out that he was a Native American Indian.
哎呀，原来他是印第安人，印第安人有这个辫子不奇怪吗？这个很正常的，对不对？
Native American Indian have a ponytail is a normal thing.
像请问你是不是因为这样说，我觉得我们的文化呢不应该有把那个辫子剪掉。
So should we tell him, you know, in our culture we frown upon ponytails, so you should cut it off?
是应该这样吗？圣经有这样讲吗？他的文化里面可以吗？
Should we do this? The Bible says this. Is his culture permissible?
啊，如果你说他不需要剪掉，这样请问你这个带着身去中国的时候，他留辫子怎么说？
And so, if you were to say that he needs to cut off his ponytail, do you know that Hudson Taylor, when he went to China, he actually kept the pigtail?
啊，这个原来这个带着身呢，他其实是为了传福音，他故意留那个辫子，跟这个当时候清朝的这些人一样。问题不是辫子有没有辫子，这个福音要传的准确才是重要。
And we know of Hudson Taylor when he went to preach the gospel in China, it was during the Qing dynasty, and he kept a pigtail so that he could preach the gospel to the Chinese. So this is not the issue. The issue is whether the gospel is being preached correctly or not.
所以我们要注意那个
So what we need to be concerned about is the content of the gospel and not the externals.
我跟大家讲过，其实我讲过有一点后悔的，不过我今天还要讲一次。
And I've said this before to you, and actually I was a bit regretful, but I'm going to say it again.
意思说，圣经里面讲到说，讲到我们基督徒可不可以喝酒？
And the Bible talks about whether Christians can drink or not.
我知道有些弟兄姐妹家里有酒的。
I know some brethren have wine at home.
我们说我们坚持不喝酒。
And should we say we insist that we cannot drink?
但是圣经里面有没有酒啊？
But does the Bible actually talk about wine?
耶稣有没有到这个迦南的婚宴上面把水变酒，而且它不是变一支，它变整缸的，而且这么多缸的酒。
Did Jesus not attend the wedding feast at Cana and actually change water into wine? And it was not just a bottle of wine, it was a whole barrel of wine.
那么我是不是能够在这边说，我们基督徒在这个教会不可以喝酒？
So should I say over here that as Christians in this church you should not drink?
但是如果我凭良心我看，其实圣经是有讲究的。圣经说不要醉酒，没有说不要喝酒。
But if I'm clear, do I have a clear conscience, I come to the Bible does talk about wine, but it says do not be drunk with wine, not do not drink wine.
所以我的权柄没有到可以超越圣经说你们不可以喝酒。
And my authority is not beyond the Bible to say that you shall not drink.
我们只能够说你不可以醉酒，千万千万，如果你有这个醉酒的问题，你就不要喝酒。
And we can only say you should never become drunk, and if you actually have such a tendency, then don't touch it.
我想过这个，不过我回去再后悔。
And I said this also before, after that I went back, I regretted.
我在想应该怎么讲这个东西。
And I kept thinking, how should I talk about this?
但是呢，我最近常常在看这个美国的这个政治呢，看到的特朗普，很多人很恨特朗普。
And I've been paying much attention to the politics in USA and reading much about Trump, and I know that there are a lot of Trump haters.
你知道吗？美国的这个政治呢，就好像一个台湾的戏剧，这个连续剧不断的出现，一个比它还要精彩。
And do you know that the politics in USA is just like a Taiwanese drama, but it's actually more exciting than the Taiwanese drama?
不管你怎么样对特朗普怎么样的政策呢，我告诉你一件事情，特朗普呢，一点酒都不沾。
Whatever view that you have on Trump's policies, do you know that he does not touch a single drop of wine?
而且他不喝酒，而且他不抽烟呢，而且甚至呢，他的家庭呢，不准喝酒，也不肯抽烟。
He actually does not drink nor smoke, and he forbids anyone from drinking and smoking in his family.
是，他是暴君，在家里说我不可以喝酒。
Yes, you might say that he's such a dictator to dictate such things at home.
为什么你不喝酒呢？
Why don't you drink?
因为他的家里面呢，他有一个弟弟喝酒，很早的时候醉酒，而且酗酒，而且很早就死了。
Because he had a younger brother who died very young due to the drunkenness.
而且他的好像是他的叔叔也是这样，所以他说我们家里有这个问题，所以我坚持在家里不准喝酒。
And so his maybe his uncle also died the same way, and knowing of such a family history, he insisted not to have any wine at home.
所以上次我讲完说，哎呀，可以喝酒，心里一直很不安。 我是回来讲，你知道吗？连特朗普都可以说不喝酒，我们可以基督徒可以不可以说，为了不要让人软弱的时候，我们不喝酒吗？
And after I talked about Christians can drink, I was regretful and it was very heavy burden on my heart. So I came back right now saying right to you that even if Trump can say no wine at home, can't we as Christians do better?
是的。 其实经有说可以喝酒，只是说不要醉酒。但是呢，为了不要让人软弱跌倒呢，我们可以不喝吗？
Yes, indeed, the Bible says you can drink, just don't be drunk. But in order not to stumble somebody else, why not refrain?
所以你们考虑好，好不好？
So please think about it.
你在喝的时候想想我在讲的话。
When you drink, think about what I say.
连特朗普都可以不喝，难道你可以不喝吗？
Even if even Trump can refrain, why not you?
所以有时候我们讲，圣经没有说我们不要超越。
So we must always come back to the Bible. If it is silent, we should not go.
是的，我知道。我们来教会呢，要穿整齐一点，不一定要穿西装。所以我们打一个胎，算是尊重一点。
Yes, we need to dress appropriately when we come to church, but not necessarily must put on a suit and a tie.
我不要求姐妹穿长袖、穿长袍来。
I do not ask sisters to wear long sleeves and long skirts.
不过斗龙斗龙不要穿太暴露。
But please don't be too revealing.
这个是不合体统的。
This is inappropriate.
这个比那些其他的东西更重要。
This is more important than other things.
你说我们来教会敬拜神，要有教会敬拜神的这种样子。
When we come to church to worship God, we must have a style that is appropriate to worship God.
一个敬拜神的这个态度跟穿着，到底那个是多长多短，我没有办法告诉你啊。但是呢，你心里说的，如果这样穿合乎的话，你就来吧。
And this must be from an attitude that is here to worship God. And how long or how short, I cannot tell you. But if you can think about it in your heart and you think it is appropriate, then come.
第一，你从你心里认为这个是合乎圣经、合乎我们的福音，你就穿。这第二呢，你要知道这个不会绊倒别人。
Firstly, you want to know in your own heart that this is appropriate according to the scriptures and is appropriate to worship God. But secondly, you must also remember that your dressing should not stumble someone else.
所以我们要庄重。
And we need to dress appropriately.
所以我们
modestly, I'm sorry.
我们不需要庄重在神面前，这个是一个敬拜的机会。
We need to maintain modesty before God because this is worship.
这个有没有表现出那个福音的内容，这个才是最重要的。
And whether it actually reflects the contents of the gospel is crucial.
所以我们看到保罗非常注重这个东西。
So we find Paul, he actually emphasized on this.
为什么保罗你传你的福音要不要割礼不重要。
So Paul, you go and preach your gospel and whether circumcised or not is not important.
甚至我们下一个礼拜会看到保罗这个公开指责彼得的时候，他说他不跟那些这个没有受割礼的一起吃饭，吃饭跟不吃饭有什么重要？他认为他是这样做与福音不配合，他就公开指责他。
And next week we will actually look at a passage where Paul opposes Peter openly because Peter was refusing to eat with those who are uncircumcised.
这个跟福音不配不相称，他就说不要。
Because this is actually not, it doesn't coincide with the true gospel, and that's why Paul
opposes it.
It does not present the gospel content properly. Then we will reject.
所以保罗为什么要上去耶路撒冷去跟这个使徒们讲说，你看我这个福音是这样传的，你们觉得怎么样？
So, why did Paul go to Jerusalem? It's because he wanted to set before them the gospel so that they can think, look at it.
其实如果你想起保罗呢，保罗不用这样做的。
If you think about it, Paul need not do that.
你知道吗？你们是使徒，我也是使徒。
Because you are apostles, so am I.
你们是这个见过耶稣基督，我也见过耶稣基督。
You have witnesses of Jesus, so am I.
你们有福音，我也是耶稣基督传的福音，为什么我要去跟你们讨论呢？
You have the gospel of Jesus, so do I. Why do I need to discuss it with you?
为什么我要这样讲呢？
Why do I say this?
如果你看这段的经文的时候，你有一些字你觉得很好奇。
If you read this passage, you might find some phrases very strange.
因为第二节他说，我奉启示上去的时候呢，是在外邦人中所传福音，是对弟兄承受的，却背地里有像有名望。为什么要背地里呢？要背地里像有名望的人说的呢？
Verse 2, I went up because of the revelation and set before them the gospel, though privately before those who see me in pleasure. Why do it privately?
那么在第六节他说，至于那些有名望的人，不论他是何等的人，都与我无干，神以不以万恶取人，那些有名望的人也没有加增我什么，为什么要讲这些东西呢？
Verse 6, and from those who seem to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me, God shows no partiality, those, I say, who seem...Influential added nothing to me. Why say all these things?
为什么要讲背地里又讲这个有名望的人他在影射什么人呢？
And why talk about privately and those who seem influential? What who is he referring to?
有些解经家讲，这些有名望的人其实就是在指这些使徒们跟这些长老们在这很有名的。不过后来他还是讲这些有名的人是谁，也稍微提出来，这个有名的人就是指这个叫这个彼得啦，这个雅各啦，这个约翰。
Later, of course, the Bible commentators actually say that Paul was referring to the elders and the apostles in Jerusalem. And later, actually, Paul names them such as James and Cephas and John.
所以保罗讲这些是什么意思呢？
Why did Paul speak like this?
有一些解经家指出一件事情。
Some Bible commentators.
你们有注意到呢？保罗上去耶路撒冷是他自己要上去的，不是耶路撒冷的这个使徒说，你上来，我要啊，你来问你做的，不是的，是保罗自己主动上去找他们，不是呀，这个耶路撒冷的教会宣召他们上来的。
And if you read carefully, you realize that Paul went up on a voluntary basis to Jerusalem. He was not summoned to Jerusalem by the apostles.
所以这个就给我们看见一件事情，保罗虽然我也是从主耶稣那边自己得到启示，我也知道这个圣经是对的，而且我就讲了，如果你们与我所传的不同，你们就受咒诅。但是他还是上去跟这个使徒们看，我所传的福音这个是这样的。
Paul need not have done that because he received the gospel through a direct revelation from Jesus. But when he actually said earlier that whoever preaches a gospel that is contrary to the one that he preached, they need to be accursed, so he voluntarily went up to Jerusalem to present to them the gospel that he preached.
为什么他要这样做呢？
Why did he need to do this?
有些解经家就解释，这个呢，就看出保罗的谦卑。
Some Bible commentators say that this shows Paul's humility.
看到他如何处理这个意见不合的时候要怎么做
？And how he actually dealt with disagreements?
他碰到这个问题的时候，他是私下跟他们谈，然后在表面上给大家看，但是私底下跟他们讲说，这个东西是对跟错。意思是说，他要让我们其他的人知道，他所传的其实呢，第一他是从神那里来，但是第二呢，各个使徒们所传的从神来也是一模一样的。不是分开两种不同的福音，是同一种福音的。
So he went to discuss with them privately, and of course, openly he also proclaimed the same gospel. This actually shows that the gospel that he received from Jesus is not different from the gospel that the apostles were also preaching.
他得的福音是准确的，他不用理睬别人怎么说。
The gospel that he received is true, and he need not bother about others.
但是他愿意谦卑，他愿意去跟他们讲，让他们放心。我们所传的是一模一样的福音。
But he humbled himself, went up to set before them the gospel in order to show them that the gospel that we are all preaching is the same.
所以我说，我们人与人之间有一些错误，有一些误解的时候，你愿意去跟他讲，而且私底下不要公开挑战去谈的时候，你看我们所。交通原来我们所信的都是一模一样的，不需要这样子去公开攻击别人。
So in our own application, when we have disagreement with others, are we willing to humble ourselves and to go to the person privately and to discuss rather than bring it into the open?
所以我们在商量、在讨论的时候呢，愿意谦卑、愿意沟通、愿意打开，让我们看到我们所信的是真实的。
And when we discuss all these things in private, let us be open, and so that we can be clear on what we believe is true or not.
所以在这个耶路撒冷的会议里面，我们看到保罗什么呢？保罗去的目的是要打开，让他们看他的圣，他的福音是对的。第二，他带着这个两个这个人，一个是巴拉巴，一个是提多。提多是没有受割礼的，要他看到这个是他们怎么样来处理这个个案。最后呢，他把他的福音讲解清楚，然后呢，他们看那个答案是什么。
And we see Paul's purpose. He went up in order to authenticate his gospel, and we also saw his companions whom he brought with him. Barnabas, a Jew who was circumcised, and Titus, a Gentile who was uncircumcised. And then he presented to them his gospel. And let us now look at Paul's conclusion.
所以他去的时候是有目的，而且他带了一个个案，他有一个 case study 去那边给他们看这个东西，那么看他们怎么样处理，这个就可以证明给众人看，原来他没有叫提多受割礼，所以保罗说不需要再加割礼，是只要信，单单因信称义就够了。保罗就把福音讲得清楚，而且有一个证据，然后呢呈现给大家看。
So Paul's purpose was to authenticate his gospel. He brought the companions there, and one of the companions actually presented a case study to the apostles because They wanted to see whether the Titus need to be circumcised or not. And when they all agreed that he need not be circumcised, it shows that we do not need to add anything to the gospel. And so Paul presented the gospel and got it authenticated, and so he now openly preaches it.
所以呢，所以他的答案呢，最后保罗得到的结论呢是，他提第三节说提多虽然是希腊人，也没有勉强他受割礼。
So the conclusion is, even though Titus was Greek in verse 3, he was not forced to be circumcised.
不但是这样呢，第七节说，反倒看见主托付我传福音给未受割礼的人，正如彼得。 传福音给受割礼的人，那感动彼得的，是传叫他未受割礼的人做使徒，也感动我叫我做外邦的使徒。所以呢，这个教会的柱石，这个雅各、基法跟约翰呢，就向我跟巴拿巴行右手相交之礼。
And verse 7, on the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, for he who worked through Peter for his apostolic ministry to the circumcised, worked also through me for mine to the Gentiles. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised.
所以意思是说，保罗你所传的跟我们所传的一模一样。
In other words, what Paul is preaching is the same as what we are preaching.
神叫彼得传福音给犹太人，神也叫保罗传福音给外邦人。神叫彼得传福音给各受割礼的人，神也叫保罗传福音给你们两个都是一样。所以他跟他做相交之礼，是我们接受你所做的一模一样，只是要纪念从人。
And so they acknowledge that just as God sent Peter to preach the gospel to the Jews or the circumcised, God is now sending Paul to preach the gospel to the Gentiles or the uncircumcised, and the gospel that they preach is the same. So they gave the right hand of fellowship, meaning they acknowledge one another's work to be true, and the only thing they reminded Paul was to remember the poor.
所以你看，这段圣经。 教导我们什么?
So what does this passage teach us?
这段圣经我们可以学到什么功课?
What lessons can we learn from this?
我们要看到保罗非常注意那个圣经, 这个福音的准确性, 它福音的真实性。
We can see that Paul is very careful and serious about the truth of the gospel and the accuracy of the gospel.
如果我们传福音,讲错福音, 我们就要受咒诅。
If we preach the gospel and we preach the wrong gospel, then we will be accursed.
所以我们必须要对福音非常的严谨。
So we need to be very careful with regards to the gospel.
但是保罗很清楚的要把这个福音呈现出来。
And Paul wanted to set out the gospel before the people very clearly.
所以我们在听福音的时候，我们要注意到底你所听的福音是不是耶稣所传的福音。
So when we are listening to the gospel, we need to pay attention to whether this is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
你要听这个是不是保罗所传的福音?
And we want to discern, is this the same as the gospel preached by Paul?
你必须要注意清楚这边所信的福音跟圣经里面所讲的福音是一模一样，你才能够有永恒的把握。
And you need to be clear of the gospel that you heard. Is it the same as the gospel according to the Bible? And then you can have eternal confidence.
所以我们所信的都是一个福音，没有第二个福音。
So the gospel that we believe is only one. There isn't another one.
所以呢，我们必须要今天呢，我们看到听到各种各样的福音，这个耶和华见证人也讲他的福音，这个摩门教也讲他的福音，现在很多大教会里面也讲这个发财的福音，到底哪一个才是对呢？不是所有的福音都对，你必须要肯定跟圣经里面相似，或者是一模一样才可以被接受。
And we have many versions of the gospel today, those preached by the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, and in the mega church today, the prosperity gospel. We need to be clear what is the true gospel of the Bible and according to Jesus and the apostles.
而且呢，你能不能够把这个福音讲得清楚更明白，而愿不愿意让人来 examine， 让别人来看你跟圣经对比是不是所信的是一模一样？如果不是的话呢，你必须要悔改。 如果不是的话呢，你不需要回到圣经来。
And you must be willing to set before people the gospel that you preach, and to put it side by side with scripture to be examined to see whether what you preach is according to scripture. If it is not, you need to repent.
特别是保罗，你看他很肯定这个福音是对的，但是他愿意去到耶路撒冷跟使徒们一起讨论，你看是不是对的。
And just like Paul, even though he was so sure that his gospel is true and accurate, he still went up to Jerusalem to discuss it privately with the apostles.
让他们可以放心。
So that they can be at ease.
也让他们知道保罗所传的是肯定是对的。
That they too might know and acknowledge that the gospel preached by Paul is correct.
直到我们可以清清楚楚知道福音是什么。
That we might know today what the gospel is.
所以，请问你所信的福音是不是圣经的福音呢？
Is the gospel that you believe that of the Bible?
是不是你没有可不可以分辨到你所外面听到的福音是不是真的福音呢？你能不能分辨？
Are you able to discern whether the gospel that you preach elsewhere or you heard elsewhere is the same?
这个答案，你的答案牵涉到天堂跟地狱的分别。
And your answer will actually determine the difference between heaven and hell.
所以这个是一个非常严重的，盼望你能够清楚的明白。
And this is a very serious matter, and we hope that you will know this clearly.
所以保罗非常肯定他所传的福音是真实的。
Paul was sure that the gospel he preached is true.
让我们一起做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word.As we come before you today, may we examine our own beliefs, know what we believe, and as we come to remember what our Lord has done for us today, indeed, Lord, He came to die for us, to die for our sins, to deliver us from sin, to deliver us from this sinful world. So let us not love this worldAnd let us not be swayed by prosperity gospel preachers, and may we be able to discern what is right according to your word, because this will affect our own eternal destiny. So may we treat this matter seriously and not haphazardly and not be indifferent, that we might humble ourselves, Lord, to receive the teaching of your word and notHold on to a judgmental attitude and thinking that Paul is being judgmental when we are making the wrong judgment that might lead us to hell. Lord, we commit all these things in your hands. We pray that you give us discernment that we might be knowing the truth in Jesus' name.